"I guess I owe you thanks," Alan said. "If they had hauled me off, I'd be in real trouble." Hawks nodded. "They're very quick to lock people up when they don't have work cards. But police salaries are notoriously low. A 5-credit bill slipped to the right man at the right time can work wonders." 5 credits, was it? Here. Alan started to fumble in his pocket. But Hawks checked him with a wave of his hand. "Never mind, I'll write it off to profit and loss. What's your name, Spacer? And what brings you to York City?" "I'm Alan Donnell of the starship Valhalla. I'm an unspecialized crewman. I came over from the Enclave to look for my brother." Hawks' lean face assumed an expression of deep interest. "He's a starman, too?"
"He was."
"Was?"
"He jumped ship last time we were here. That was 9 years ago, Earth time. I'd like to find him, though, even though he's so much older now."
"How old is he now?"
26. I'm 17. We used to be twins, you see. But the contraction, you understand about the contraction, don't you?"
Hawks nodded thoughtfully, eyes half closed.
Yes, I follow you. While you made your last space jump, he grew old on Earth, and you want to find him and put him back on your ship. Is that it?"
"That's right. Or at least talk to him and find out if he's all right where he is. But I don't know where to start looking. This city is so big, and there are so many other cities all over the Earth."
Hawks shook his head. "You've come to the right one. The Central Directory Matrix is here. You'll be able to find out where he's registered by the code number on his work card. Unless," Hawks said speculatively, "he doesn't have a work card. Then you're in trouble."
"Isn't everyone supposed to have a work card?"
"I don't," Hawks said.
"But
you need a work card to hold a job. But to get a job, you have to pass guild exams. And in order to take the exams, you have to find a sponsor who's already in the guild. But you have to post bond for your sponsor, too, 5,000 credits. And unless you have the work card and have been working, you don't have the 5,000, so you can't post bond and get a work card. See? Round and round."
Alan's head swam.
"Is that what they meant when they said I was unrotational?"
"No, that's something else. I'll get to that in a second. But you see the work setup? The guilds are virtually hereditary, even the Fruit Vendors Guild. It's next to impossible for a newcomer to crack into a guild. And it's pretty tough for a man in one guild to move up a notch. You see, Earth's a terribly overcrowded planet. And the only way to avoid cutthroat job competition is to make sure it's tough to get a job. It's rough on a starman trying to bull his way into the system."
"You mean Steve may not have gotten a work card? In that case, how will I be able to find him?"
"It's harder," Hawks said, "but there's also a registry of free status men, men without cards. He isn't required to register there, but if he did, you'd be able to track him down eventually. If he didn't, I'm afraid you're out of luck. You just can't find a man on Earth if he doesn't want to be found."
"Free status, isn't that what the policeman said I was in?"
Hawks nodded.
"Sure, I'm free status.
Out of choice, though, not necessity. But that doesn't matter much right now. Let's go over to the Central Directory Matrix building and see if we can find any trail of your brother."